Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Looks like we all made it through Monday. And welcome, welcome, welcome everyone, each and everyone. And I have to say, I am so blessed today to bring in one of my favorite Boston actors, Jay Giannone, as a guest. It is going to be a special show tonight. I'm very excited. You're all welcome to click on the link on my Facebook page. And anyone from anywhere, from Australia, England, Britain, anywhere, can always listen to the show. So I do think I have my guest of honor on hold, so I want to bring him on. He's a very, very busy man, and I know the ladies are going to be really excited. So let me see if this is Jay. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
It's Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for being a guest on my show tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. It's great to be on with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell. I've been, you know, busy as a bee, and I know you definitely have been extra busy with everything you've been doing, and I know you have a busy schedule, and I'll just get straight to the questions and take a couple of calls. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, one thing I do want to know, I know this is a little bit in the past, but it seems to get a lot of people excited, and I just wanted to bring up about a picture of you and Leonardo DiCaprio. Can you tell me a brief about that picture there with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, that picture's from the rap party of The Departed, which the party was actually in New York City. We shot, you know, some of the movie in New York and a lot of the movie in Boston. So basically, that picture was from a great evening of hanging out with cast and crew. And, you know, Marty was there. And we just took a couple of pictures. My buddy Jason Mazio actually took that picture, and he's in the other picture. It's me, him, and Leo. So that was from the rap party of The Departed, yeah.
Because everybody goes crazy over that picture. Every time I post it up on the JJ and Only fan club page or anywhere, people click on like, and it's like, well, two good-looking men, so can you blame them?
thank you. That's nice of you. Leo's very popular, so he's getting 99% of those likes, trust me.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that do like you. I know you're very humble and stuff with the hard work, and from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you so much because you've inspired me a lot, and I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, I'm flattered if I'm inspiring you. I think that's great because that's what it's all about. If we can inspire each other and people can do that to one another, then it just, you know, helps the belief power even more because, you know, a lot of people out there inspire me also, you know, and I figure, hey, if they can do it, so can I. Why not, you know?
Yeah, and I just know you've been so busy, especially the past year, from Working on Safe with Jason Stratum, and, you know, you're training a lot, doing your own stunts and fight scenes. And what have you been up lately? After Safe, can you tell me what's been going on since Safe?
Well, since Safe, I did a film called The Iceman that came out in the theater. It's in the theater right now. It's a good cast, you know, Michael Shannon, Winona Ryder, James Franco, Chris Evans, who's from Boston, Danny Appetizer. It's a great film, written and directed by Ariel Vroman. If you didn't see it, you should try to see if you can see it. It's in, you know, limited theaters right now. It's still playing here in L.A. and in New York in the theater. And it was in Boston for a while, and it's basically now being played in Ireland, England, and a lot of other countries. So I worked on that film. I also did this film called From the Head. It's about this guy who works in a bathroom as a bathroom attendant at a strip club. And it's a great cast. This guy, George Griffith, wrote it and directed it and also starred in it with John Polito, Matt Lillard. That's in the theater right now also and is going to be like on video on demand and Hulu and Netflix like in the next week and a half actually. So that was another limited release. And I worked on Kevin McDonald's The Witching Hour last year in Boston. That's with, who's in that one? I'm drawing blanks right now. William Forsythe, Michael Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great project produced by Kevin's wife and directed by Kevin and written by him. And then I did this other film called Untold. And Gina Garcia had written and directed it. It's a true story of a childhood abduction that took place at Disney World in the 80s, and it was buried because nobody wanted anybody to know that a child got kidnapped there, so they never released it to the press. I play the detective that's investigating it. Yeah, it's a true story. And then what else have I been up to? I just wrapped David O. Russell's American Hustle, where I'm playing opposite Christian Bale and Amy Adams, Jen Lawrence, Robert De Niro, Bradley Cooper, and that one is written and directed by David O. Russell, of course, who's a beast and a genius. And it was really exciting to work with him for the third time, as it is to work with all the directors that I've worked with. I mean, I feel really blessed that I'm getting work and doing my thing, to be honest with you, because it is a grind and it's a lot of hard work that takes place. Just getting work is a serious job in itself, never mind doing the work. That's also a big job, a big task, you know?
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand it, and you know, I know that you've been doing so much since the last time I saw you, which was at your Scalpers premiere, and I still have that DVD. I still have the t-shirt. I mean, where does the night count? I actually do want to sell for T-shirt as a nightgown, and it's just like, I love it because it's nice and big, and I can sleep in at night. So it's really cool, and I think it's just a memory that night. That night at the Stelkas premiere, I'll never forget it. I had such a good time and enjoyed it, and I have to say, your acting in Scalpers, when I saw that, when you were in the hospital, and you were crying, and you were, like, talking to your mother, I'm crying, and in front of, like, everyone, I'm going, oh, no, he's crying, and I can't handle it. And it was like, man, he's a really good actor, and I talk about you all the time. You are my favorite Boston actor. I know there's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, but seriously, you're my favorite.
Hey, you just named all mine.
Oh, did I really?
Boston actors, Matt and Ben, yeah, definitely. Scalpers was a lot of fun because I got to make that film with my friends, and I had my mother in it, my son and my daughter, so it was a project that was very dear to my heart because, you know, I wrote it and produced it and directed it and then played the lead, and so I wore a lot of hats on that project, and that was a lot of work and serious learning experience, but, you know, I had help from a great cast, and, you know, we had a very small, limited crew, but they did a fantastic job, and we all kind of chipped in. I mean, there were days where I held the camera or I held a boom when I wasn't in the scenes, and, you know, you pretty much, you know, wear every hat that you can and do whatever you can when you're making an independent film for such a low budget like that. And, yeah, you know, I'm proud of that film. I'm proud of the way it came out. I'm proud of the people that worked on it. And, you know, that's my baby. I mean, and one day I'll make another film. Maybe I'll make Scalpers 2. That's been a long, you know, drawn-out dream of mine, but it's going to take some time, to be honest with you, and I'll figure out when the right time is to do that. Next up for me is a movie that I wrote with my writing partner, Eric Watson, who will direct and I'll produce. It's called It Snows All the Time, and it's a screenplay I wrote about my friend Eric Hover, who's my producing partner, and it's about a family that comes together during a really tough time. The dad comes down with Alzheimer's, frontal temporal dementia, and it's based on a true story from my producing partner. So him and I are acting in it along with Brett Cullen, who's on Person of Interest, and he's in The Dark Knight. He's been in a slew of other films. Also Taryn Manning from Hustle and Flow and 8 Mile, she's in it. And then I got Kenny Wormald, who was in Footloose and just did God Only Knows with me. He's a Boston guy. And then I have Slane, who was in The Town and Gone Baby Gone with me. He's also in the movie. And we also have Bar Paley, who's in Paving Game. So we have a really good cast, and we have a start date now of August 17th. So I'm excited. I wrote it, I'm producing it, and I'm going to act in it, and my writing partner will direct. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, this is great. I'm getting all the scoop like Jay Gianni before anybody else. I'm all excited. I love it.
You got the exclusive. You got the exclusive right now. You can check it.
Yay.
It's on the IMDb, and you can see the cast, and there's a couple other people that are in the cast. And what else? I have another project. It's a period piece car film called Diesel. It takes place in 1972, post-Vietnam. And it's kind of like Fast and the Furious. Same idea, same concept, except it's with muscle cars in the 70s. And we have a cast attached to that also. And the film is fully financed and funded, and that's going to be the next film that we do after we do It Snows All the Time. So I have those two projects in development that I wrote and will be producing, and they're fully funded. And then my third project is a mob project out of Boston that's set up and that we're waiting to see when and how and what we're going to do to get that project made. And I have a project about elephants that are being, you know, murdered by poachers in Africa. And it's a pretty amazing project based on a book called Wildlife Wars. I'm working with Christine Peters on it. And she was, if you know, she's Julia Roberts' partner. And they made a few projects together. She did this really big project with Matthew McConaughey, and her and I are developing that project as well. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the plate and a couple other little projects that I'm developing that are coming up. So, you know, Shelley, for me, it's just really all about doing the work and trying to create, you know, create possibilities. And the ones, you know, that are in the forefront are the ones I just named. And I have a couple other ones that are slowly building that I'm developing. I have a production company called Camera in a Dream Productions. And, you know, we have a pretty big slate. And, you know, there's a lot of people involved in the project, so I'm just doing the work and doing what it takes to get them off the ground. And the inspiration is that I want to act in all of them. That's what I love to do most. So I kind of grabbed the bull by the horns as a writer and a producer and I'm creating opportunity.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know? And you're also not just an actor, you're also a musician, right? You're a rapper. So that's another thing.
Well, you know, that was my first love. I had a couple record deals and traveled around the world doing that. And, you know, it's not the main thing that I do now. I'm not trying to be the next Eminem, but, you know, I do write songs and produce songs and make songs for the films that I make. And, you know, on Scalpers, I wrote like 8 songs for it, performed them all for the movie. So, you know, that's just something I enjoy doing. It's like, you know, I'm a rapper at heart and that's who I am. And that's it. It's like Tony Hawk. He's like 48 years old. He won the X Games as a skateboarder 30 times. He's always going to be a skateboarder, even when he's 70. It's just, that's who we are. That's what we started with. Even though now he's a video game mogul and created a video game company and makes a lot of video games, he's starting to get more known for that, but he's always going to be Tony Hawk, the skateboarder, you know?
Yeah, I know. I remember him back in the day, and it's kind of like, I think we're all like pretty much in the same age range. I think we're all like the same age. And, you know, I mean, there's people that I wish to work with, like, I say Jackie Chan, and you want to work with Daniel, but you're actually one of the people that I actually hope to get to work with someday, because it's like something where it's the action, and I do have an idea in mind, but I already know you got to be careful what you say, because people, you know, they can take your idea, so you got to, like, be careful. I don't want to say anything live on the air, but I have an idea, so I know it's hard work and everything. Hopefully I can get things going and then I'll be able to tell you about it. But you're a person that I want to work with. And when I say, like, you know, I don't do the kissing scenes and nudity. I was like, I want to go jump off a building with you. I just, like, that's the type of things I like doing. They're like, and women are like, what do you mean? I said, no, it's not my thing. I says, I'll kick butt besides Jay Ginoni. I'll do that. But because that's hard work. When I saw you training with James Wu and Arnold Chan and saw pitches and stuff like that, I do know, because I've been in your shoes and getting thrown around. That's hard work. You know, you have to have brains, really, to do the stunts and the fight scenes, not just the acting. It's really hard work, and you get banged up pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not going to be jumping off any buildings anytime soon. But that's not my thing, you know what I mean? But, you know, as far as... you know, as far as doing the fight scenes, like in Safe, I fight Jason Statham, and, you know, there's other films and projects that I've used guns in, and, you know, that's what I do. I'm more a guy that can handle weapons and knows how to handle just about any gun out there, from a 9mm to a shotgun to an Uzi. You know, that's what I do. That's what I specialize in. I also specialize in stunt fighting, and I've trained with, you know, the top guys like James Liu and Arnold Chan and Lynn Oding. Those are like the top stunt coordinator and stunt guys in Hollywood, and I've been blessed to have, you know, have gotten a really good lesson from those guys on what to do and how to do it. And I continue to use those, you know, experiences as attributes, you know, towards my career, and, you know, they're working for me, which is a blessing, you know?
Yeah, I respect those, like James Wu and stuff, because having those guys, you know, those are the ones that are the experts that have been around for so many years, and I respect them. And even the younger crowds, I always know to, like, pay attention to these guys, because they're the ones with experience. And, you know, getting into films myself, everyone's saying, you know, Shelley, be careful with what you're doing. Even if you get the money and the backers, you got to have the people with the experience so you don't get hurt.
Right. Yeah, yeah, well, that's a technique, you know. That's why they train at a certain speed, and then, you know, and for a certain amount of weeks, like when we were doing Safe, we trained, you know, for a couple of weeks on, you know, tactical training, approach. You know, we want to look like real detectives and have the same approach as, you know, the police department does, and a lot of them are trained in the military and whatnot, so... You know, and then when you're doing the fight scenes, basically, you know, you go at a quarter speed, you work your way up to half speed, and on the day you shoot, you've been practicing up to full speed, and, you know, you get the hang of it and get it down, and, you know, and then you shoot it. You know, people, I got my head slammed off the car by accident when I was shooting with Jason Statham, and he never touched my head. It's just I'm going in motion with the way he's throwing me, and he never touched me, and my head went off the car just because we're so into it, we're trying to make it look real. And go at full speed, so you know, sometimes accidents do happen, but, you know, it's safety first always, you know.
Yeah, it's something that I know you have to be careful on set when you're you know, doing the fights or any weapons and stuff. Even if the weapons aren't real weapons, the blanks and stuff, you can get hurt. Like, people don't realize the intensity, you know, blowing things up, you know, even though it's all, you know.
Well, they tend now, they don't use blanks and like that, what they did anymore, because the CGI, computer graphic imaging, they now just use quarter caps, so they're caps that make a noise, and they don't shoot out shrapnel or anything like that, because those kind of caps that they use that make the sound of a gun and mm-hmm. give the look of the fire or the light, the spark coming out of the gun like it would like a real gun, they'll shoot shrapnel. What they do now is they use a quarter cap, so you just hear a click like nothing, and later on what they do is they CGI that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They do the sound in the editing room, and the audio mixes and the Foley editors add the sound, so it sounds like the gun went off. And then what they also do is they add CGI, computer graphics imaging, and that's what you see, the fire coming out of the barrel of the guns and everything, because it's too dangerous to aim a gun at somebody and shoot it with shrapnel and pieces of bullet coming out. So it's different the way they do it these days. Now, they don't do it like that anymore because we've had too many, you know, too many people die, actually, and or get hurt. People have had metal stuck in them, and there's no reason to do that, you know? So now they switch it up, and they do it different. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so I know it's almost time is up, and I know tonight everybody's getting set for the Bruins, and maybe I can have you on my show once again, because anytime you want to come on, talk about any projects, you're always welcome to it, you know? So I'd be honored for you to be on my show again.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, I love talking to you, and, you know, if this isn't, you know, like you said, a lot of people are watching the Bruins game and getting ready or at work or doing what they're doing, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I think it's on in a half hour. You know, everybody's got to get, you know, all the food and everything. I know everyone back home miss him and stuff, but I just want to say once again, Jay, thank you for inspiring me so much, because every little thing you've always done for me, send me, you know, inspirational pitches of being like Donald Chon and other things, and I just wanted to say you really did inspire me. I had a bad night when I called you out there in California, and I asked you, you know, do you think it's possible if I could work with Jackie Chan? You told me straight up, didn't make fun of me. You were serious. You're like, yeah, as long as you work for it, it can happen. And that has stayed with me since then. And all these things that I've been doing, just because you said that one thing, that's all I ever needed. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, I mean, anything's possible as long as you do the work and put the time in, you know. The opportunity's there. It's up to you to grab it.
Mm-hmm. And you keep working. You know, I know you got to go, but before you go, is there anything else? Do you want to say any shout-outs to anyone, any other projects or anything?
No, you know, I'll keep you posted on what's up, and we'll do this again sometime. We'll figure out what is a good time to do it again, and it'll be fun. We'll do it again next time.
Okay, and I just want to say thank you once again for being a guest on my show, and I hope you have a really great night, and many blessings to you, and I hope you get a lot of work out there.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure also being on the show, and we'll talk soon. Stay in touch.
Okay, I will. Thank you, and have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I'm just so excited. I know Jay's got a very important schedule out there, and I am so looking forward to having him on my show once again. And anybody that you missed the show, you can always be welcome to it. And just remember, as Jay had once told me, you know, as long as you work for it, anything is possible. And all those that have a dream out there, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. So you reach for the stars and you try. So tonight, I will end the show on another positive note. And once again, with the song that I'm playing a lead in the film called Falcyr, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. I'm playing a lead, Valkyrie, one of the heroes. And like anything with a film, music sets the tone, and the song Battle Song is acted by director Z and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So, as you hear the song, you'll hear that it is a great battle song. So anyone out there, have a good night. Thank you for listening to the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Just remember, you have a dream, go for it, because you're as good as anybody else.